Welcome to the Word, the good news of Jesus Christ, brought to you every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. Her preaching today asks, how do we respond to the demons?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, Lord, have pity on my son who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into the fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't cure him. And Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, Why couldn't we drive it out? He said to them, Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Watching someone suffer time and again, to whom would you go and not despair? Thrown in wildfires, floods, droughts, homelessness, hunger, violence, and wars, we live in a world convulsing in climate change and disaster. Do we not kneel before God, searching for help? We're like the man before Jesus, suffering severely, watching those most in need, those we love, suffering. We're like the disciples, feeling helpless failures. What could we do? There are many parents who suffer as their children have diseases we cannot see except in their being thrown into trauma. Parents of those whose children do horrible crimes. How can we be for them? Jesus cured the boy because of the man's deep faith in him, even when his disciples failed. Every person is loved by God, and we are called to show that as disciples of Christ Jesus. Devastation of war-torn areas with millions left homeless. The pictures from the air of towns burned in California, earthquakes in Indonesia. You see it all and more on the nightly news. Like the disciples who wondered why they could not drive out the demons, we may be so overwhelmed that we seem unable to do but little things the size of mustard seeds to open our hearts to respond to the needs of others. Yet Jesus said, Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Right. It's hard to believe. Alice in Wonderland said she used to dream 7 impossible things before breakfast. But we know that God can do the impossible. And if we believe that each small act we perform can make a difference in facing the demons of violence, hate, and fear that mark our world, we can truly be Jesus' disciples. In other Gospels, we're told that some demons require deep prayer. What about us? Today, what small thing can we do to respond to the needs of our world thrown into the fires? And how can we pray deeply so we can believe that through us, God can heal?